Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, mainly cloudy, a few peaks of the sun here and there throughout the day, and a high only around 43 degrees. Kenosha, 34 at this hour. It's 32 in Burlington, Milwaukee, 36, 35 in Racine. Residents of the Union Grove High School District having to decide today if a $7.8 million referendum question about facilities upgrades ought to be approved or rejected. This is normally an election day, first Tuesday in November, but this is an off-election year. Nonetheless, in the Union Grove High School District, the Board of Education asking the taxpayers for the authority to borrow that amount to create a new agricultural building and greenhouse training facility, to improve the science labs and the technical education facilities, plus create more space for physical education, fitness, and art. If approved, the tax rate would not be affected. The debt would be replacing the boost that occurred with the 1997 construction referendum, which is otherwise going to conclude with the 2021-22 school year. Caledonia Village Board last night, at the end of its regular business meeting, voting to have trustee Jim Dobbs take over the presidency from Bob Bradley. Bradley officially retiring after the gathering had adjourned, and it's going to be Dobbs filling out the rest of that term until the April 2019 election. Bradley hearing from a number of folks some kind words during the gathering. One-time board member, now state representative Tom Weatherston, offering Bradley a plaque on behalf of the legislature for his career accomplishments.
First elected to the Caledonia Board as a trustee in 2007, elected and served as village president in 2013, 2015, and 2017. The achievements include consolidating four utility districts into one, thus extending sewer and water to I-94 to capitalize on development opportunities, being a strong advocate for the building of a new village hall. Prior to his service on the village board, Bob Bradley served the United States and the state of Wisconsin by proudly enlisting in the United States Marine Corps.
Bradley deflecting some of that praise over to the board members for the work they've done and will continue to do. As for the vote, the first motion was to appoint Kevin Wongard. That was rejected 4-2. Then it was a 4-2 vote in favor of Jim Dobbs. In the western Racine County Village of Waterford, a little scenario going on with the village board. Kind of reads like a soap opera. Voters today can maybe help sort it all out. There's a vacant trustee position with three candidates because of Jim Schneider having been elected village president way back in April, though he resigned in mid-August for health reasons. Brad Hess, Eric Vogel, Troy McReynolds, the candidates, the winner to serve until next April. McReynolds, meanwhile, was appointed this past summer to fill a seat vacated by Jerry Fillett, who resigned in June for personal reasons. Schneider replaced by trustee Don Houston as acting village president till April 2019. Racine's Common Council, 7 o'clock. That's when they meet tonight. The aldermen starting things off. It's going to be the swearing-in of newly elected Mayor Corey Mason. And then it's down to business, the agenda including the negotiated collective bargaining agreement with the Racine Police Association for 2018 through 2020. Base wages going up by 7.38% and 22 cents per hour total over those years. City Development Director Amy Conley is seeking permission to apply for an EPA community assessment grant to help with the city's brownfield initiative.
In the past, we've been very successful at receiving these grants and implementing them. Most of the larger redevelopment projects in the community have used assessment grants, and we'll have a great need for these grants in the upcoming future.
The grant application for $300,000. The Burlington Common Council's Committee of the Whole meets at 6:30 tonight. Then after that, it's the regular business meeting. The Burlington Council's business agenda includes a four-year contract for assessor services at just over $151,000. And awarding the bid on two police patrol vehicles, that totals $60,000, plus the setup fees. In Sturtevant, the village board tonight has that public hearing on the proposed 2018 budget, which does not include funding of the bus service. And there's a presentation by Racine librarian Jessica McPhail about library strategies. And the UW Extension's point man for business development in Wisconsin was at UW Parkside last night and says that over 200 companies have signed up now to sell products and services to Foxconn. Mark Lang is Executive Director for the Division of Business and Entrepreneurship. Last night, he was helping kick off Kenosha Startup Week. It's a list of events trying to promote business startups, something that he says is lagging in the state. But there's no shortage of companies that want to count Foxconn as a customer.
Anything that they need, all the way from stuff from a dining hall and to all the other products and services they create, all the manufacturers and logistics and transportation, those are all small, mid-sized companies in the region. And I know that 200 companies have already put in their name.
About 30 people attending last night's event at UW Parkside. The 52-year-old Kenosha man arrested last Friday afternoon referenced that violent home invasion in Summers in late October, facing a long list of charges. Daniel Evans being held in the Kenosha County Jail right now. Sheriff David Beth, during a press briefing yesterday, indicated that Daniels, accused of assaulting 84-year-old man and his 83-year-old wife, shooting the man in the shoulder a couple of times, saying it was a random act. Evans allegedly tried to enter several other homes first. But Beth says if Evans, who has an extensive record, is convicted of the crimes, he should never be released from prison.
Whether it be through drugs or just his past, he's got a track record of not being an asset to society. And I think what we have to do is make sure the judicial system, the prison system, he never comes out again. This is one of the people that really, if he's willing to go into a elderly family's house and shoot an 84-year-old man, he shouldn't be out there again.
Two cell phones taken from the couple recovered a few days after the incident. Surveillance video from the area where those phones were dumped, helping investigators develop Evans as a suspect. He's expected to be charged formally tomorrow. Caledonia police are telling people, watch your stuff. A rash of thefts and damage to vehicles in the village escalating this past weekend, about a dozen separate complaints. Since October 29th, there have been a bunch of complaints received, things like punctured tires, words and images, scratched into exterior paint on vehicles, items taken from unlocked vehicles, seats cut up, markers used to write down on interiors. Police urging everybody, pay attention to anybody who's not known in your neighborhood, report any suspicious activity, and take the valuables out of your vehicles and lock the doors or park them in a garage. There's been some movement on the issue of the old Western Publishing Company building in Caledonia. Methodical movement, if nothing else. A lot of back and forth between the village and the current owner. Teresi Bodie is one of the residents near the site who's complained about that building.
It is a concern for the entire neighborhood within the Caledonia area. And it's been difficult to deal with it because it is a long-standing issue. For whatever reason, it has been difficult to address. And when we brought forward the issue, it unfortunately has a predisposition to become a contentious conversation.
Administrator Tom Christensen pointing out a meeting on the issue coming up next week. Kenosha County Board meets at 7 o'clock tonight in the downtown administrative building that's west of the courthouse. The required public hearing on the proposed 2018 county budget. The annual county board meeting will follow the organizational meeting, the main item being the first reading of the budget, but there won't be a final vote until tomorrow night. But in Racine County tonight, it's the county board voting for the budget. 6:30 is when the meeting starts at Ives Grove. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave maintaining not a lot of bells and whistles with the budget that's been reviewed by the finance panel. But it does continue to emphasize, he said, more help with mental health, Delagrave noting, a 700% increase since the 2011 budget.
We have what I believe is not quite yet a robust mental health system in Racine County, but we're getting there. We're accomplishing our objectives. We knew that people weren't getting access to mental health in Racine County, and it, by chance, if they were, the services weren't good. So we're not going to stop until everybody who needs mental health gets mental health, but we are proud of that 700%.
That's Delagrave talking to the Caledonia Village Board last night. The county board tonight will be voting on the budget, but the levy vote won't come until next week. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News. Thank you.